You're listening to Side Effects. In part two of our series looking at healthcare access in rural McDonald County, Missouri, we examine a new community college providing training in healthcare fields for residents. According to the 2014 County Health Rankings, McDonald County ranked last among Missouri counties for clinical care, a measure which includes access to doctors, dentists, number of residents who are uninsured, and a few other factors. In an effort to improve the situation, Crowder College, a community college based in neighboring Newton County, recently opened a satellite campus in McDonald County to provide certifications and degrees in nursing. Side Effects Public Media's Rebecca Smith has the story.
Okay, not going to have time to do the test, so I guess you'll just have to take it home with you.
Judy Llewellyn finishes up a video on pregnancy with her class late on a Tuesday afternoon and begins to hand out a test they need to complete at home before their next in-class meeting. Llewellyn is the nursing director for the newest Crowder College satellite campus in the small village of Jane, Missouri. The McDonald County Instruction Center has been open a little more than a year, and its construction was partially funded by the MoHealth WINS grant, which is intended to provide education for healthcare jobs, which are in high demand in Missouri. Erin Devine is the director of the campus and says the intent is to provide career opportunities to the community.
You have an opportunity to address one of the fastest growing job fields in the country in healthcare, and in an area that's traditionally underserved and underemployed.
The Jane campus has graduated one class of 25 registered nurses and has held two certified nursing assistant certification classes. Additional certifications, including emergency medical technician and certified nursing assistant specialist, will be available this fall. But there's one problem, according to Llewellyn.
Really, it's a matter of there's not many healthcare jobs here.
Many clinics in the area don't hire registered nurses or RNs who have more training and clinical experience than certified nursing assistants or CNAs.
They hire mostly LPNs and nurses aides, not a lot of RNs. The health department has, I think, three or four RNs on staff. The doctor's offices don't hire RNs.
Some students who completed their certified nursing assistant certifications at the Jane campus are finding jobs in the county at an assisted living center. But for the most part, graduates are leaving the county to find work. Llewellyn says that's not necessarily a bad thing, since her students are getting jobs in hospitals in neighboring counties that do serve McDonald County residents.
If they didn't have those local people that would stay in the area and work, they couldn't man those hospitals.
Hillary Garman is currently a nursing student at the Jane campus. She says she is pursuing a degree in nursing because it gives her options. While she may not find work in McDonald County, she says she won't be going far.
I really like this area. It's where my family's from, and I want to stay here.
Devine admits that the campus hasn't done much to improve the healthcare access within the county borders, but he says education alone won't solve the county's healthcare access troubles.
You know, one of the challenges is that accessibility in the area, you have to have infrastructure. So while you have to look at education, just because we have the degree doesn't mean we can just rush out and say, hey, the nurses have places to go.
But he remains hopeful that the programs at Crowder can help fuel economic growth in the county that will eventually lead to new opportunities for healthcare jobs. Sharon Gulick is the director of the Exceed program for the University of Missouri Extension. She says that having a more educated population could potentially attract new employers into McDonald County.
Having a workforce with a certain skill set is going to make a huge difference in the future of the economy of the county.
I'm Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.